name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, and for the 50th time, I am joined by the man who makes the JulieLand universe go round, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo.
You know, there's a very special reason why I said for the 50th time.
This is number 50.
This is number 50th. The 50th. Crowd. 50. Let's just go with 50. Exactly. There's no TH.
All right.
So,
This is not 50. It's Fitty.
Fitty. You know, we've been doing this almost a year now.
I know, and it feels like 20.
It's so long. It feels like so many more episodes. You know, we began this little project, you know, almost a year ago. Mm-hmm. And do you remember who the first guest on the show was?
Your ex-wife.
My ex-wife.
And to this day, I'll never forget that and the way she looked at you.
Oh, she judges me still to this day. I talked to her recently, and she's like, I'll be on the show again. I was like, I don't know if I can take the abuse. She goes, since now 50 episodes later, we've had a great number of guests. We've had some friends.
I think one or two good ones, and the rest sucked.
Well, we're not naming names, though.
Okay.
There were.
Oh, I'll name names.
Okay, who was your favorite?
Who's my favorite? Me.
Okay.
The episode you did with me was probably by far the best
episode. That was the great episode. And which episode did you hate
the most? Wow. No. I don't. No.
It's Asa Akira, isn't it?
No, Asa was fun.
She was okay.
We recorded that on my
birthday. She's Asian. They're trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, today, because it is a special episode.
5-0.
We brought in... We searched and searched. We almost did like an American Idol type search to find the best guest.
I just texted her.
Is that what you did? Yeah. Shut up. We got to sound cooler. Today, we hauled in, kicking and screaming, Miss Phoenix Marie.
Can I please be untied now? Because it's really fucked up, you guys. Seriously, I was on set. Mo, you said I was in dick. Not that I was getting both of you guys in a fucking dungeon.
Oh.
I know. We have her tied up in the corner.
Oh, trust me, she could take both of them.
But the good
we know. I'm not worried about this.
The cool thing is she keeps my thumb warm in her butt.
I do. You know, sometimes you just got to get a line, Mr. Avery. That's
exactly.
All I can say.
Now, wow, that creeped me out a little bit there, Dick.
Oh, I can't help it.
Hey, here's a question for you. So 50 times you've been used and abused, and then you decide, oh, you know what? I guess we're going to bring Phoenix on. Huh? Is that how that works?
No. Oh, no, she's good. No. Actually... Hold on, because we've been preparing for this for quite some time. And there
really? It's got to be a logbook and shit?
No, about 10 minutes.
No. But no, we had a guest list. We did have a list of people that we wanted, but it was a very short list.
And my like the school bus? Go ahead.
Yes.
You ride.
But my requirement was it would be somebody that we didn't have on before, but it had to be somebody that I knew and I knew personally. So one of the biggest name suggestions that came out was not Phoenix Murray, was Lisa Ann.
And we also
Lisa's amazing, but I don't know her. I didn't know what to be talked about. I wanted to have fun. It's the 50th. I wanted to have a fun episode. You know, I've had Danny Daniels on a number of times. I love her. She's fun. Asa was a blast. But I want somebody new. And you're new.
I'm new. She's so fucking not new. Nice try.
She's and old. You're old and new at the same time.
And you'll return the Richard's text.
So. Oh, yeah.
You won't return mine.
You know.
Listen, she's when you post a picture on your blog, we went through the agreed upon photos. You remember that?
Okay.
And do you remember the threat that I was going to stick that butt plug in your ass if you pissed me off? And yeah,
hold
I think
on,
I should.
Hold on. But I actually had it highlighted. Which one you approved? It was later when you saw the one of two of us that you liked that. I didn't think that discarded the one previously that you'd like.
When I say this one,
I like
it's okay,
the
I didn't retweet.
I like the photos.
I understand.
Yeah.
I like the photos.
When I retweet, you give people.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
I just like it for the ego.
You know, that's what I always like to say. I tell everybody every day that Phoenix Marie made me what I am today.
It's true, Chris.
You're broke and crazy.
Yes. Mr. Avery, you totally have no skills at all. None.
Wow.
None.
But you see, my thing is some people retweet. Some people have a lot of followers. Some people don't. Some people that we've had as guests on the show. I had a recent episode that so far has gotten something like 23 views.
Who was it?
I'm not naming names. So far.
It wasn't Madness, was it?
No, Madness is actually get low
He's
views
He's got 24.
Well. Exactly. But no, some episodes don't do as well.
Okay.
But they're also still really good episodes that I really enjoy. And the number of views doesn't necessarily say how good they are. And, you know, and Richard and I talk about what we think is a good episode or not. And for me, I don't care how many views it gets. As long as I listen to it and I'm entertained, then we're good.
So are we going to talk about you loving anal sex right now?
Ooh.
Oh my God. You know what's funny is when I was driving over here, I knew this topic was
going to come
up.
Of course it was.
Up.
Of course.
So
why not?
So
you can't have a conversation with Phoenix Marie without the word anal.
Anal.
Yes. So we were on set a month ago?
Yeah,
a
month.
Something like
yeah.
that ago.
Something
and I
Palm
watched
Palm Springs,
you.
Gorgeous.
Ooh, why
it was
wasn't I
it was
invited?
115 degrees outside. Luckily, we were inside.
Yes.
We were so lucky. That director would have made us go out in 115 degree temperatures.
Not this bitch. And no.
That's not going to happen.
Do you... Again, question is, what was the job? Who was it for?
It was an all-girl scene. It was me, Dakota Sky. Go ahead.
Dakota Sky? No, Dakota.
Dakota.
No, Dakota.
South Dakota?
James.
James.
Dakota James. And, then and it was for girlstrianal, I believe.com.
Uh-uh, it wasn't. Wasn't. Yeah, well, that one was not it. It was the Mommy's Girl and what was the other one?
But it was Stills by Allen
yeah,
doing
it, was
it for
by
his
Alan.
Collection.
Yeah.
And so I watched her, you know, dominate young girl, and that was fun. Now, Alex Chance was there as well. As we all know, I've banged her once or twice.
Sorry.
Not recently, though. It just doesn't happen. Seriously, it doesn't happen.
Why not?
Because we're in a long-term relationship. So,
so you're basically letting her run out her hole and not getting to use the hole?
Ooh. Wow. So anyhow, I
fire back.
You,
come
I,
on.
No, I got nothing. I'm a catty bitch. I got nothing, though. So anyhow, so I watched you, you know, play around. And I was actually kind of hoping you were going to have some fun with Alex. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. And so,
but she also had to leave. Do you remember she rented a car?
I know,
had,
and
yeah,
then she left.
She, yeah,
but,
she was
you know.
Getting fucked in her ass the next day.
Exactly.
Did you get to fuck her that night?
No.
She did the anal the day before, right?
I don't recall.
Yeah, I think
I
she did.
I can't
yeah.
keep track of everything she does. But yeah, I don't get the butt as much as other people do.
It's kind of really fucked up, Mom.
It is. It is. Like, should we give her a call?
Right? And we're calling Alex Chance and going to discuss her lack of giving the up the asshole to
from
her
Chicago,
boyfriend.
Alex Chance.
Alex, are you being prudish with the butthole? Just be honest.
No, she blames penis size, which it sounds all flattering.
I know.
Everything.
I knew
no,
you were
no.
going to say that. But
no,
yes,
no.
She, remember, but she, we had this discussion about blowjobs and like she had no problem deep-throating Manuel, but yet she can't deep-throat you.
Exactly.
Come on.
I'm a stud. I'm a stud.
No, I know you have your lines.
He's hung like a pony.
No, exactly. Nay.
So anyhow, back, yes, I like having sex with, you know, in the butt with girls. It's fun. Uh-huh, and I know uh-huh. you like having sex in the butt with girls and boys and uh-huh. everyone
else. When's the last time you had sex in the butt?
In the butt. by the way, you might hear an audience member in the background. Yeah.
We always have a live audience here.
Yes.
All two of them.
Listen, you tied her up right along beside me. I was fucking her. Angela White, but moving on. So it was yesterday, me and Steve Holmes and Angela were doing the thing, and it was supposed to be a badge thing. And then he's like, you know what I love about Phoenix? First of all, the best thing was, he's like, you know what I love about Phoenix? Has a camera, though, because we're doing the POV kind of thing. Yeah. Rolls back on his back on the couch, pulls his own legs behind his head, and he goes, she's a dirty bitch. And I start licking his asshole, of course, because that's what he wanted. And I'm sucking his dick and pulling his balls, and then she goes to the tip of the dick. And I was just like, man, and I'm all, whatever. And I was like, but you know what? With Steve, there's so many let's try anal type things. Next thing you know, just the tip, Phoenix, just the tip. And it's a halfway in. Okay, well, it's eating my dick. It's not my fault.
I got a question for you. You have to be ready for that.
So I wasn't. Ask this one.
You didn't even prepare for it?
Mm-mm.
You went for it.
He's
oh, my God.
Fucking
but, yeah, but you're Phoenix. You were fine. You were already fine.
How come you never do anal with me?
Because you said, oh, please don't fuck me like that hard. And his back arches all weird. And then she goes, he's like, why do you think my back hurts all the time? Your strap looks too big.
Okay, let's go with this. Do you like licking a dude's asshole?
Yeah, I'm in. If it turns my guy on, I'm in.
See, speaking of the ex-wife, I am so sorry, Erica, but the ex-wife used to do that, and that was fun. But I was also 135 pounds and kind of a stud. No, I'm not.
But that doesn't
you're
change
so
you
not.
Liking
no,
your
no, but no, no, yeah, but I don't expect, girl. Listen, I'm a big dude. So anyhow,
you're married, but go ahead.
Whoa.
Pretty much.
Yeah. No. Wow. Pipe down there, dick. But no. One scene I did with Lucky Star.
Okay.
She loves doing that. I'm a big dude. She's like shoving my legs back. Now I'm filming this going, this is never going to make it in the movie. There is no way my fat ass
but I'm not
going to
stop her.
I'm not going to stop her. No, it felt great and everything. But no. That was not. So that was like, good thing I'm editing. That cut that all out.
Why?
Let's go. The reason why it was cut out is because I'm a fat ass and I didn't like the way I looked.
Too much jelly on those rolls.
Okay, but fair. But you couldn't see anything.
It was POV, so all you could see was my dick and like the top of her head. So you could kind of get an idea of what was going on, but it was just unattractive.
That's part of the hot part.
It was not. It was unattractive.
So here's a question: if you're gonna put yourself on camera, maybe not have the culinary artist as a chef girlfriend. You have Alex feeding you all the time, so lose weight.
I know. I'm yelling. He needs to go to the gym.
I'm going
to
be honest.
Hold on. He tried to go to CrossFit, and he failed.
I heard about that from Mr. Derek Pierce.
He always...
Okay, I tried CrossFit. Here's the honest reason. Call it excuse, whatever. We were doing the challenge, and I tried doing the double jumps. Okay?
Okay.
Not a problem.
I tried on your ass.
No, I didn't. I kept going. I couldn't do one for 10 minutes of me attempting, and there's video, and I keep wanting to put it on the blog. But halfway through, something in the back middle of my back went kink. I kept going, and I knew it hurt. For the next few weeks, the center of my back hurt badly. I went to a chiropractor. I went and did all this stuff.
Dick, I know you see a chiropractor. Shut up.
No, but you know what I mean? And so it was one of those things that I'm going through. This is from a fucking jump rope. And Derek will admit, I still went. I still trying doing stuff. There's me puking in the trash can. I just wasn't.
Schedule
wasn't working
out.
The injury wasn't. And it was just. We need to send him to
summer camp.
Do I need to cut your mic?
No, we need to. He needs to join the army. Get him out there.
Okay, so anyhow, so the reason why CrossFit didn't go was a lot of it was scheduling-wise, mm-hmm. and the other ones, it just hurt, honestly. It was not what we were doing. It had nothing to do with it. It was too hard, but it did hurt.
I'm a big fan of the CrossFit regimen because they keep every single one I've ever gone to, including Dee, who's amazing and definitely dedicated, definitely, you know, a coach. I always was injured and sore in the weirdest places. That being said, I helped my mom lose 80 pounds just by starting with 100 sit-ups a day. And she lost 100 sit-ups, Mo.
Well, hold on.
It doesn't matter if they're done all at one time.
I agree. The Apple iPhone 5S, little plug because they are a sponsor of the show. The iPhone 5S has an app through MyFitnessPal. Mm-hmm. I believe it is.
I don't like that one, but go ahead.
But it counts your steps. Mm-hmm. So I can go through and I know. It keeps track of your steps. So you can go through and go, okay, all day long I walked 586 steps. What the fuck was I not doing today versus I'm on set at a big house and I've walked 8,000 steps? I know the difference and I know where it does it. But all that being said, stop breathing into the microphone.
It doesn't matter.
So
you have to my thing, and it's working for me, even though I have a bad back. But I go twice a week. I go do my walks. I walk an hour. Mm-hmm. I don't care about
the little shadow puppets.
You like my thing today?
He also flips me off in the shadow puppet. But let's leave that out.
He sends me the same picture of the same hike picture. Yes. He keeps saying
it's a new one.
I let everybody know I'm alive and well.
All it is
what
is
he
the
does
same
is he
photo.
Doesn't tell us which track. But my thing, what
I found for me, it wasn't about measuring how many laps. It was just time. I'm gonna walk 1 hour. I don't care how it is. I'm walking 1 hour, and I do it twice a week, and it's really helped me a lot in that. And it's a lot. And I think that now I'm going to try to step it up to 3 days a week and try to do with that. But I just feel like it's consistency, isn't it? Really, because you go to the gym all the time.
I do go to the gym all the time.
Consistency, right?
I don't believe in getting fake asses.
But don't you think it's you can't go once a week and then wait 2 weeks, because that's don't go at all at that point.
Yeah,
you have to go.
Not the same that. It's just you got to make time for it. It sucks. Sometimes I'm at the gym at 11 o'clock and I have 1 hour to do as much as I possibly can.
I do. That's what I do. I tell people, I make my time for it. I always tell people, going to my walks is as important as any meeting or anything I'm doing. I always say it's my meeting to myself.
Well, that was one of the issues with CrossFit with Derek, because
he
was awesome.
Hella early and it's hot.
It was Tuesdays and Thursday mornings. Yeah. Well, if I'm on set Tuesday and then I'm on set Thursday, then it's a week before I get to the next one, but I'm only available Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But not Thursday because I'm on set again. So going through and doing once every 2 weeks and trying to go hard, you haven't done anything else.
Do you have a gym membership?
I do. I have the same gym membership with, now it's LA Fitness. It was
that's right.
Bally's.
It was originally Bally's, the stinky one, right?
Yeah, I used to go. I hate that place. It was disgusting.
He drives by it regularly.
I wave.
Yeah,
but today was actually a big day, and I'm going to throw out a name of a PA that we have on set, Manny. He goes by AJ Bucks on Twitter. Good guy. Very helpful. He rides his bike a lot. Like, he's one of these guys that rides his bike everywhere. Like, at the end of a shoot, after 12 hours, yeah, I'm going bike riding. I'm going to do 20 miles tonight. And I'm looking at him going, you're fucking nuts. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to be watching, you know, what's on food TV, mm-hmm. you know? And so it was kind of inspiring. So I have a bicycle. I have a nice mountain bike that I've sat in my dining room now for 3 years. And before, when I dropped quite a bit of weight, I was riding the bicycle. So today, I went out to Sport Chalet, another sport sponsor of the show, and nice. I bought a bought a helmet.
Why did you buy a helmet?
Because
I know
the reason why I agree is that at 37, and I don't ride a lot of bicycle. I haven't ridden a bicycle quite a bit. Okay. I'm morally against this because I was a child of. You
I'm
just go
do anything exactly. Be an yeah.
Now at 37, I kind of go. I'm gonna maybe get hit by somebody, and I might want to save the noggin. And I have.
He's why old. Would you get hit? Because you don't know how to ride. You don't know how to stop. I have no traffic laws.
Exactly.
Bitch.
No, I agree completely. Exactly. Shut up.
What a pussy.
Wow.
A helmet's for girls.
All I go through and say I have moved on and invested $54.99 into my
into your
future,
noggin.
Yeah.
Into my noggin. I am gonna go down.
Is it pink with flowers?
It's not. It's matte.
Do you
black.
Have a bell at least? Do you have a bell? Bing, bing. And little springers. Oh my God, the streamers on the side.
He puts the baseball cards on the
he's
spokes.
He's got Hello Kitty on the trunk for me. Now I'm gonna get him Hello Kitty streamers.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Let's go now. Jumping topics, but yes, I have a helmet. Yes, I'm gonna try doing the whole bicycling thing. Uh-huh. Thank you, Manny. It was a great idea.
Such a great.
Now going back to yes, there's a magnetic Hello Kitty, which is now officially black and white.
Yes,
because
it was
it's sat
colored.
In the sun, but. Today, when I was outside of Sports Chalet, it saved me yet again. I drive a 98 Honda Accord that is silver. There's a lot of them in the Los Angeles Valley area, and I'm not going to go into the reasons why there are, but there's a lot of
yes.
them. So today, as I'm walking out of the mall area trying to find my car, I go up to my Honda Accord. Come to find out, was not my Honda Accord. Then I look over and some lady goes, she goes, I'm sorry, did you lose your car? I was like, nope, it's right over there. And it's the one with the Hello Kitty. And that has saved me at the Panorama City Mall. So now, even when I have to get rid of Hello Kitty that Phoenix Marie gave me, I'm going to have to get something else to put on my trunk.
I told
you
I was going to get you something else.
You gotta.
She's
I
never given
anything.
Me anything, so be happy.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of headaches. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, and there was the blowjob a couple times. But yeah, but that's I don't count that.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of liking anal, hello, Mr. Avery.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I told you I don't like it.
I'm sorry, the crying and all that. Yeah. I thought it was happiness.
I thought there were tears of joy.
Damn.
You're confusing.
It all comes back to anal with you two. What
of course.
Is up with this?
Well, I would like to know why it doesn't come back to anal with you. What's the biggest thing you've put in your butt?
Okay, what's the biggest thing that I put in my butt? The ex-wife actually put... Oh my God, Alex is going to kill me for this.
No, it's
been brought up. No, the ex-wife actually, because she used to tongue fuck, and that was all
yeah.
good. Listen, it was good.
But your tongue gets tired, I'm going
to
be honest.
Exactly, no. So, she was a fag hag. Sorry to all the gays out there. I don't know if that's insulting anymore.
Is,
but anyhow, huge fag hag. She worked at Pier 1. She had the whole thing. So, we would have dinner parties, or we'd go to people's houses for card night and stuff. It was me,
get
her, a lesbian, and 10 gay dudes.
But what did you...
Shut the fuck up, okay. Dick. There we go. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, so she'd go off and play with the boys and all of a sudden come back with better BJ skills. It was amazing. So she comes back with the, let's try this. And it's one of the, because she wasn't a very adventurous sexual person.
Okay.
So her vibrator that she had was the standard like 8-inch,
perfect,
smooth.
Yeah, huh?
The
plastic, one I recommend for all girls to start
just
in
the
with.
Standard
yeah.
whatever.
And it's
she,
small.
And she's like, pretty no, much. She's small. Like, she goes, let's give this a try. Okay, fine. So we did it. We gave her a try. It was good. I enjoyed myself.
Vibrating on, of course.
Vibrating on. She
yep.
blew me, did the whole thing, and I enjoyed myself.
Did you take the toy all the way inside or no?
What do you mean all the way? It wasn't like she pushed it all the way, but
no.
It was in. I mean, it was
yeah.
in there.
Awesome.
I mean, it was in
okay.
there.
I love this shit. We know
but
this.
Here, exactly. But for me, what it was it was fun.
It was
but
trust.
It wasn't something that we did any
all
sort
the time.
I think we did it. No. I think we did it a couple times tops.
Yeah.
But it wasn't something that I was like, ooh, I want to do that again. It was just kind of like, okay, it came up and it did the thing. I haven't done it again.
Was it the most intense orgasm you've had?
Absolutely not.
Really? Why?
No, I didn't find... No, I mean, it was fine, but I was also 23, you know,
okay,
24.
So you weren't comfortable with your sexuality to do it.
No, I was fine.
Still
she
not.
Wasn't so much. Wow, my ex-wife is going to kill me. I hope
I
she
know.
Doesn't listen
no,
to this.
My
but
God.
No, but, and so we did it. But I've never done it again. It's not really... Because it's not... there's plenty of foods out there that I go, oh, that tasted really good. I had escargot in 1989, and it tasted really good. I have never went out to go try it again because it's not there. If somebody said, here's some amazing escargot, I'd probably go, well, okay. But, and I go
so
back to
so you're telling
this,
me Alex won't fuck your butt.
No. And actually, it was funny. We came, the topic came up one time because she'd done a strap-on scene. And she was talking about the whole thing with somebody and did the whole, and I'm not naming names. Anyhow, so she did that, and I said, and she seemed rather excited and good about herself that she did this. And I said,
with for Joey, right?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I said, you know, that's not something I'm into. Yeah. And she goes, I know. She goes, I wouldn't be with you if you were into it. Now, that being said, you know, it's like we've never done anything like that, and the whole strap-on thing, there is nothing in me that says, hey, that sounds like a fun idea. So, you know, if she wanted to finger my butthole and blow me, I'm cool with that.
Small toy.
But anything that is beyond that, there's nothing that interests me about that.
What if she worked in a small toy and then fucked you while the small toy was in you?
I look at
like
that and
go, like a butt plug.
Well,
yeah,
okay.
Small one.
But I'm also, the other thing is
like the one I had in the picture, but go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. No, but also our sex life is, and it's not, I mean, listen, we don't have these elaborate, it's sex. We go home and we have sex. I'm not going to sit there and I know how she preps. I know how all the girls prep for anal things
like
that.
Boys don't prep and you don't need to.
No, but it's like, I don't necessarily, it's like, okay, should we put a toy in your butt tonight? No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's like, I don't have the same thing.
First of all, guys are different too. Like, this is not a camera thing. So if you stick a toy in and you leave it in, like, you're not pulling it back out.
But I gotta ask you a question.
Okay.
If you met somebody and you had feelings for this person and it was mutual and you were like, and what if this guy is just not into any of this? What if he doesn't like to fuck you in the ass? It doesn't like, he's not, doesn't want any of that crazy stuff. Would that be difficult?
Like a deal breaker or something?
Not
like
a deal breaker, but it would make it difficult for you?
I don't know. I guess because I haven't met a guy that wasn't into it. That'd be the first one. I'm like,
exactly.
So many guys, I think they were like totally normal. I'm like, oh my God, this guy seems so normal. Yeah. Next thing you would be like, and by the way, so about toys. And I'm like, toys, what, on me?
Have you ever been with a guy that didn't know a lot about that stuff?
No, I have not. I have not been with a guy off camera. And yeah, actually off camera
that you had to educate a little bit?
That I had to educate. They all, for some reason, were like, oh, yeah, by the way, I kind of like it if you put things in my butt.
No, you've given me shit about this over the years.
Yes.
No pun intended. No, but over the years, you've always given me a hard time about this.
Right.
And if you came to me and said, hey, Mo, I want to hire you for a scene. I want to put something in your butt. No, but I mean,
and
there's
it's
a
not,
difference.
And it's not
like
so average.
But you know what I mean? It's one of those things of is, you know, my girlfriend, this isn't number one on her list of things that, oh, I want to do, and it's not on mine, so nothing ever happens. If it was somebody who was somebody, say you,
okay,
that was a little bit more pushy towards that, a little bit more, who knows what would happen. And like I've said before, this could be the most magical experience on earth. This could be Disneyland of sex,
right?
But
doesn't mean you want to visit Disneyland again after it's done?
No, but it's like, I don't, if you don't go, it's like, I'm like, I don't really feel like going to Disneyland. I've heard about the long lines.
I still need to go to Magic Mountain once in a while.
Oh my God. But you know what I mean? So, anyhow, so who knows? Alex, if you're listening to this, please no. Please really no.
Here's a question. I honestly also feel, and maybe it's part of the thing too, is people don't feel like they have to have a sexual wall or barrier with me, and they tend to be very open and honest with what they like. And I always wonder if the reason why it doesn't happen at home is they feel they'll lose a certain level of the male dominance, or if they feel that they don't trust their partner enough to do it.
I think it's trust.
Hold on. Have you met my girlfriend? She's probably the dominant one in our... Well, she thinks she is.
She's
allow her to be.
Lesbian. You let her move in with you.
That's true. And would I trust her to do something like that? Sure. I mean,
but
I
don't,
you know, because it's not like I'm a little boy. I mean, I can fight back.
Really?
No, that's
so you're telling
me
I'm not like a little boy. I can take a big dick. No problem.
Oh,
keep going.
Meaning that it's not like she's going to be so aggressive that it's going to hurt me. It's like I can go through and
you
say,
you can just snap her little neck around
your leg.
Yeah,
I'll be like, bitch, get off me.
That'd be kind of a fun game. But anyway.
How did the 50th episode get about things going up my butt?
Because that was the topic I chose.
You know,
I told you.
What was the topic you were originally thinking of? Sports? I prefer the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ugh.
I don't really watch baseball.
Who are you picking for the Super Bowl this year?
That's not baseball.
No. Basketball. Who are you picking for the Super Bowl
this year?
Soccer. Okay, obviously I'm going to pick my team, Kansas City Chiefs.
They're not going anywhere.
I'm going to sock you in the nuts, Mr.
Seahawks
Avery.
Seahawks are going to repeat.
Whatever.
I want
no.
the 49ers
Wait,
to win.
I saw a Seahawks game once in Seattle, yeah, in the Kingdome before they imploded it. I was on the 50-yard line at about the second row from the top.
Wow. Who'd you blow for those tickets?
I worked for Ticketmaster.
Ah, see, you blew somebody.
I saw the Seattle Supersonics, or were they just the Seattle
Did
Sonics?
You just say that?
I saw the Mariners. I saw them behind, like 10 rows back. I worked for Ticketmaster. It was cool. That was about as much sports as I could really do. Mm. So, no, when we were discussing what topics we would talk about, we found that one of the things that we like to do is just see whatever the fuck happens, and somehow we knew this was going to end up on anal sex because it was just an easy one. But, you know, and that's what we like to do.
We never talk about her pussy.
Never.
Does anybody actually have sex with your vagina?
No, not really.
Do you like having sex with vagina?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's occasionally. You gotta be fucking special to have sex with a vagina. How about that?
It's no, for most women, it's the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
She gave up the pussy.
No. I will say that yesterday, Angela's like trying to spread my pussy, and Steve was going in, and I'm like, stop fucking spreading my pussy.
Did She's she
like,
find any cobwebs in there?
Listen, she likes spiders. No. And we know Holmes will do anything, so we're good.
Okay. Wow, this has gotten completely out of control, but. Phoenix Marie.
Yes.
I really, really, really do appreciate you being the now
we
50th,
love her.
50th guest on
and
War with
J Girl of the Year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, we got to give a plug.
We got to plug Mr. Dick Avery. Go ahead.
J Girl of the Year. The last J Girl of the Julieland universe.
And do you have any sort of acceptance speech for that you didn't get out earlier?
No, she already did that.
He owes me money.
She got the new car, she got the $10,000 cash. The chocolate milkshake. What else did you win? Oh, yeah.
By the way, it wasn't supposed to be chocolate, but that's what we scored out at me.
Exactly.
Wow.
But you like the new car, right?
I do. Okay. So, it has two wheels.
So are you proud? Are you happy to be this?
I'm very happy, and I love Mr. Avery, so I'm very happy to be part of the Julieland universe. Yep. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
She did the little heart shape that all the little teenage girls do.
I want to be like them. Daddy, I can't take it. No, stop.
Oh, I love that.
Phoenix Marie, thank you for coming down for the 50th episode of More with Mo. Where can we find you on the interwebs?
At phoenixmarie.com, at pmarizzle. Instagram's private, but it's PHXMIRE. And basically just Google it. There's a new update up with the wifey on her site, which is pretty awesome because it was anal training. And it was real, it was raw, and it was hilarious and also sexy at the same time.
Wow. You know, I think it's way easier to find Phoenix Marie than it is to find either of us, Mr. Avery. But where can we find you?
Right here.
Right here?
Where's here?
Right here.
Right here in the Julieland universe?
Next to you. Right next to you.
Ooh, that's kind of creepy.
Turn around. I'm right there.
He's always right there.
Do you want my dick or not? Just shut up. Take it.
Well, my name is Mo Reese. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, especially the one that Phoenix Marie didn't like, and possibly some others that she doesn't like. But what's awesome is you'll also be able to listen to the other 49 episodes of More with Mo there. Check it out, theaveragemo.com. Thanks for listening.
Give me money.